Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Thursday, March 8th.
What was that?
Well, I'm so freaking my mind is working so fast right now.
Yeah, it seems like
because I've had to work for about an hour nonstop, trying to beat the clock. Mm-hmm. So there you go. What are you doing to the mic? Turn it towards you at least. There.
What do you mean?
No, you turned it to the side. No, because you have to be straight like this.
Oh.
No, I mean, look. Okay, never mind. I'll show it to you later.
Like what this? I mean.
No. That's fine. That's fine. Put it back so you can see me. No, but don't turn it like that. People don't care what we're saying.
No, at all.
Okay, you're fine.
Yeah.
Are you good there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
She's like, what the fuck, you know? Now, did you cry again or something?
No.
This morning, you did not cry.
No.
Okay.
Do I look like I've been crying?
No, but your eyes look kind of closed. Are you like tired?
I'm so tired.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm exhausted.
So you're continuing your path in... missing a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
And then what are you going
to
do?
I went to bed at 2:30 this morning.
2:30.
And then my alarm went off at like 8:15. And I was like, no.
Well, that's, I mean, but five.
That's pretty decent, though.
I thought you were going to say 2 hours
no.
or something.
Okay. No, at least like five.
Right.
Yeah.
But why do you stay up so late? What's
yesterday wasn't actually planned.
It? Okay.
But I went to like a video shoot in Malibu. I didn't even know it was a video shoot, but it was a video shoot. So we were
what did you think it was?
I thought we were just going to like a food tasting.
Oh, okay.
But it was definitely not. I was like, look like shit. I was like, okay, you could have told me, girl, that we're going to be on set. So we did that till like 8, and then she was late for school, so I sat in the parking lot like while she was in class, and I fell asleep in her car for like 25 minutes.
God.
And then we ended up going to her friend's house in Tarzana,
yeah.
And I didn't pick up my car till 1:15.
Mm. Okay, so you're pushing yourself to the limit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that a good thing?
Whatever, I'm still kind of young.
What is she doing? Why did she do that? People won't be able to come in. Whatever, man. Whatever. You know, people.
Just calm down.
Yeah.
Calm
down. I need to calm down, guys. I get too distracted here. Mm-hmm. There's too much going on, and I hate it.
Well, on that note, it's National Women's Day.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations to all the
women. I don't even know what that means, but.
Yeah, like they haven't fought enough, right?
Yeah.
But let's continue fighting. What the hell, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody else is.
Everyone's putting posts like, screw boys, love all girls. I'm like, yeah. Shut up. You're going to call your ex tonight for sure.
Right. Try to be a woman in like a Muslim country or something and see what it's like when people cry they have no rights. Come on, man. Yeah, this is still the freest country in the world. I think the most just country in the world. I just think America is great.
Right.
And those that don't can, I don't know what.
Wow, you're very angry today.
I am?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Based on what are you saying there?
You just seem very upset today.
No, I'm not. I really am not. Look at me. I'm sitting here laughing and smiling. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I just haven't had a moment to gather my thoughts. That's
yeah.
all. You know, when you shove
I've been there. I'm not right? judging you. At
good,
all.
Good.
I'm there like
well,
every other day.
You can judge if you want. I don't really care.
No, never judging.
Yeah. Do you care what people think about you? You do, right?
No.
That's what you said, but
no.
You do.
No, I don't.
No?
I just block the haters. Like, if someone's going to come to my page and talk shit, you're going to get blocked.
Right, exactly.
I care mean, enough to block them, yes.
And they take it. Well, yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
I would too.
But I don't actually care. Like, if they say you're ugly, like, go kill yourself. Like, that's not going to change my day.
Why would somebody say that?
Oh, my
to
God,
someone?
I get the worst.
Go kill yourself?
Oh, everything. I hope
really?
You get cancer, like, crazy shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. pretty shitty, man.
Yep, pretty much.
Why are people like that?
I don't know.
A lot of hate, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of hate. And that's why, you know, people are debating like video games and their effect on mass violence and stuff. But you know that they're saying, I mean, it makes sense, right? That if you play a lot of violent games, you probably would be I don't know, more open to shooting or something?
I don't
or?
Know if I believe that.
No?
It's just like, come on, you need to know. Because they're all about like,
shooting. But no, I mean, that's the thing is that they have studies that said there's no indication that right. video games are more harmful than other media.
Right.
But
right.
what does that say? It says exactly what I'm saying, and that is that movies and books are just as bad as far as violence goes.
Yeah, but I feel like people need to be able to separate.
They need to.
Reality but versus not reality.
If you have someone mentally disturbed, then
which is
you
like
know.
Half of the planet,
right?
No, like
but
everyone.
Yeah, but most people don't go around murdering people,
mm-hmm.
you know. So what I'm saying is, you know, I mean, look, you're always going to have a bad apple.
Right.
You can't change the whole world because of one or two people.
No, well, they're stuck in their ways. They're stuck in their ways. Like if you're a killer, you're a killer.
Right. You know, and that's the thing.
And I don't think video games has anything to do with it. It just could be an excuse the lawyer is using when he's trying to reduce his sentence to 25 to life.
Nah, I don't know about that. I think that, and you don't think movies affect people? Like if you go and see really violent movies a lot, don't you think it becomes like incense to it? And
I think sometimes like that shooter that did the, I forget his name, but he was horrifying looking. The one that did the movie theater shooting and he came dressed up as Heath Ledger, the Joker from Dark Knight.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he took that movie a little too seriously.
Right, right. But I do think our society is very violent, is at least in what we consume.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I really do.
I mean, a lot of sex, a lot of violence, a lot of messed up crap.
Right.
Like kids are having sex at like 10 years old now.
Really?
Yeah.
My
dad
serious?
Was a substitute
That's
teacher.
Gross, man.
And he caught 2 7th graders like hooking up in the bathroom.
Whoa.
I'm like 7th
Actually
grade?
Getting it on?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he had to call the parents, sit the parents down.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 7th grade. Like, who has sex in 7th grade? Like, seriously.
Wow.
I would kick my
kids'
I
remember
ass.
I wanted to, but I didn't have anybody to have it
Oh,
with.
My God, no. 7th grade, I was like, Barbies! Still, like...
Yeah.
I thought.
Well, they're not
like,
7 years old. They're 7th grade.
Yeah, 7th grade is still, like, 12.
Right.
That's so young.
Barbies?
No, okay, 12? That was dramatic, but yeah. like I wasn't into sex, that's for sure. I don't even think I had my period till 13.
Yeah, well, you know, women maybe bloom later as far as sexual goes. I don't know. They say that that's not the case, but I know that boys want to have sex early on.
Right.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was playing doctor at like 5
what
years
exactly
old.
What exactly does that mean?
4 or 5 years old. I was making the girls take off their clothes, you know? I mean, how can I remember this? I must have been like 4 or 5 years old.
What?
No,
playing
it can't
be. That can't be.
It can't
no.
be because my brother was around too. So, yeah, I would have been maybe 8 years old or something. That makes more sense, right? No. Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember. Yeah, we played doctor. I was just convinced him that we're playing, you know?
Oh, my God.
But we were obviously the same age. What the hell do we know, you know?
Oh
yeah,
God!
I mean, what do you know at 7, 8 o'clock?
Nothing.
8 years old, and you know what? I think a lot of kids do that.
Probably,
a lot
I think
of
they're
kids
just like confused.
Explore,
maybe. But I think that TV definitely brings on more curiosity for kids now.
Yeah, but you know, I didn't need the TV to make me curious about sex. I mean, ever since I remember myself, I was just like preoccupied with it.
Really?
Yeah,
see,
that's
I
what
didn't
I'm
give
saying.
A shit.
Yeah,
I didn't give a fuck.
I'm telling you, boys are different, man. They got external organs; they have to satisfy them.
Yeah, on that note, I'm regretting the fact that I had sex yesterday.
Why? No, don't. What happened? Did you feel shitty about yourself afterwards?
I didn't feel shitty until, like, you know how I'm open and I always talk about it. So I'm, like, talking to the situation, like, all night last night just to get people's opinions. And, like, everyone else was kind of like, you're an idiot. You got played.
Yeah.
And I definitely did, like.
But you see now the problem when I say people don't listen to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay, and it wasn't only me, but Casey told you to.
I know.
And we told you to stay away. But I could tell just by the picture of the guy and what you were saying about him. I don't know him, but based on what you presented, I knew you'd get hurt. And you didn't listen. And now you're hurt.
I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm hurt.
Well, you're hurt because I'll tell you.
I'm just disappointed.
Maybe not hurt. Okay, well, same thing.
I'm just like, Danielle, you could have done better for sure.
Right, you know?
I mean, it was great in the moment, but now the after effect, I'm like, oh.
Exactly, and that used to happen to me when I just hook up with, you know, when I was in my 20s right. and stuff. Just hook up with anybody. And then, you know, I mean, it didn't even take till the next day. I mean, I just like, afterward, you just go like, what did I just do? Let me get the fuck out of here.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I get my friend is hooking up with his, my friend's friend is hooking up with his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that they went back to Canada yesterday and they're still in this motherfucker.
Really?
And he was with another chick last night.
God.
Yeah.
Man, the soap operas, the dramas that happen to people in their lives,
yeah,
is unbelievable, you know?
Something else, that's for sure.
Yeah. So what would you have done it differently if you had known that how you'd feel about it?
I actually don't know how I feel, because at the end of the day, I did tell him I just wanted to hook up. I wasn't looking for a relationship. I got what I wanted, so I can't really be upset. He's not my man. Right. I don't even know him.
Right. So you created a memory. Do you like that memory? Do you want to keep it?
I mean, I enjoy him. Right. So I'll say that. I don't enjoy the fact that you're not giving me the attention I now want.
Right.
But I didn't know that I would want this attention.
Oh. Okay.
So it's kind of like I'm not like.
So you got close from hooking up. You see, that's what happens. I mean, women are like, no.
Just
don't close the door. Just keep it open. Thank you. All right. So at any rate, people taking a run of the station. Can't wait for the engineer to get here. My God.
What time does he get in?
He should be here in a few minutes. But at any rate, that's like a new show. So they're like taking over.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But at any rate, going back to that story, so you're getting attached when you just wanted to hook up.
I wouldn't say I'm getting attached because, like, life isn't ending.
So what did you want, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess I just wanted to, like, have, like, friends with benefits, but I guess you don't talk to your friends every day, right?
Maybe you do. Maybe you do. Why? Are you bummed because you didn't talk to him yet?
No,
he
hit me up like as soon as I left.
Right.
And he was like, get home safe. I had a lot of fun with you. And I was like, hey, I've never been with anyone whose dick went limp.
Really? Is that what you wrote him?
Yeah,
are you serious? Wow. How terrible is this? Okay. I would have dumped you by then. I would have said, don't fucking write me again. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's probably why he hasn't.
Yeah.
And he was like, wow, it was the condoms.
Yeah,
like, so, that's a fucking
look. It
excuse.
Can be. It's an excuse, but it can be too. I hate condoms, man. I mean, sometimes by the way
condoms.
You get them on, you know, you lose your erection.
Yeah.
Because no, it happens to people. I know that.
Well, fuck him.
Okay. Fuck him. Did he feel you were perfect for him?
What do you mean? What is it?
Like, did you perform perfectly? That he didn't have a complaint? I mean, he could have said, oh, you just lined their limp or
no,
something.
No, but he did
know?
Have a complaint, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so there you
so
go.
So I hit him with a complaint, and then he hit me with a complaint. He said that every time he would try to go hard, I would push him away. I'm like, dude, I haven't had sex in a year, and you can't, like beat my vagina like a dead horse. It's not happening. Mm. Like, it hurts.
So you need maybe to have, like, instructions for future users. To know what to do, what to expect.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, that's funny.
Who is he part of the show?
No, I don't know what's going on. I really don't know. We're having a fucking invasion.
Yeah,
here.
I was like, today is weird.
Right?
Today feels weird. It doesn't feel like a Thursday.
Yeah.
Just off.
Well, it feels like a Thursday, but unlike any other Thursdays.
I have to go to the gym today. Like, I haven't gone to the gym in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. And, you know, I think sometimes you deal with people that you know are going to complain about something.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, God, I'm like juggling a million fucking balls in the air, you know, and
balls.
If I just drop one of them, I'm gone. But, you know, it's going to happen.
Right,
I mean,
for sure.
Yeah. Well, especially when it's the first time people come on fucking prepared and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm usually pretty prepared for shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I
maybe
gotta
if it's
be.
Not like my own, if I had my own show, maybe I wouldn't be, but.
Yeah, gotta be. So, yeah, you know, I mean, people are walking in and out of here like it's a fucking runway or something.
Yeah, it's very confusing. I've never seen this many people in here before. I'm like, what is going on?
See what I mean? People don't have respect, man. People have lost respect for other people.
Yeah, but that's nothing
new. And I
see
that here all the time. All the fucking time. People come into a radio station. They want to take over. You know, it's like, what the fuck, man? You're a guest here. When I go to somebody's place, I use the utmost respect.
Right.
consideration, mm-hmm. thoughtfulness, you know? Yep. You don't impose yourself on someone.
I know.
You need to be grateful.
But it's 2018 and everyone's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's like you owe, everybody feels they you owe them something, you yep. know? So I can only do the best that I can do and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Always trying new things. I like challenges, you know? I mean, it's cool because it keeps you busy. I mean, it keeps you like, you know, if life was like smooth, think about it. There would be no meaning to life, you know? What we
I actually think about that all the time. Yeah. If shit never got a little bit messed up, then
yeah,
like,
that's
what
why,
is
you
point?
Know, even when you look at the most successful person, you go, oh, I wonder what's shitty in their life, you
right,
know?
Right, right. Because something is.
Of course.
Something is for sure.
Because that's how life is.
And people that have a lot of money are usually the most messed up.
Really?
Yeah, like I met someone yesterday on set who was like pretty successful uh-huh. and like has like a lot of followers, fan base, and he was
miserable,
like on so many drugs.
Really? Yeah. I don't know what it is with people and drugs.
And then when they're on drugs, it's like their conversation is just like all over the place.
Mm.
All over the place. I'm like, yo, what's happening here? Like you just went from one point to the next point to the next point. I don't even know what you're saying.
Right.
So wow. I felt sorry for him.
Hmm. Yeah. I just saw this headline here that McDonald's is turning their signs upside down.
Yep.
Really? From an M to a W?
Yeah, for a Women's Day.
For Women's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of them are they going to do, you know?
Probably all of them.
I can't imagine. You know how much it would cost?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But they have billions of dollars.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter.
Across McDonald's digital channels. So it's not like really that they did it. They did it maybe once or twice, and then they took pictures of it.
And that was it.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was there. It was like in Linwood, California. I'm telling you, there's no way you can do this for in one day and replace it and stuff, you know?
Yeah, because there's like, what, a billion McDonald's across the country? Like, literally, there's one like on every corner.
I know. They've just grown and grown and grown. I remember coming here in the 70s, and it was the hottest thing was McDonald's. Everybody wanted
right.
to eat McDonald's.
Have you ever seen Supersize Me?
No, I never have.
The movie?
No, but I know about it.
You'll never eat McDonald's ever again.
Yeah, I bet,
ooh.
Huh?
Oh my
well,
God.
I eat it very rarely when I'm really hungry and I don't want to wait. And it's the only thing
right.
around. You eat McDonald's.
I don't think I've had McDonald's for like 10 years.
Yeah.
It's been a very long time. I'd rather go to Taco Bell, honestly.
Yeah.
Get a
but look,
burrito.
If you go to McDonald's and you don't get meat, then what's wrong with the fries and shit? I
the
mean,
fries, if you
fries.
Like, if you got a thing of fries and left them in this office
right.
1 year from now,
they'll
look exactly the same.
Really?
It's so
okay,
disgusting.
Well, that's cool. I want them to look the same. But I
would
mean,
you eat it?
Yeah, why not? I mean, you shit it later, shit it out later. So
I don't
what?
Think so. You probably don't shit out stuff that
yeah, right.
looks the same
so you
a
carry,
year later.
So your whole life you carry french fries with you.
Yeah,
yeah
pretty
come
much.
Come on, relax.
On that note, why do you think that happen. When you eat corn, you poop it out whole?
Maybe if you don't chew it.
No, everybody chews corn. Think about it.
No, it's not going to come out whole if you chew it. It's,
yes, it does.
Think about it. If you smash it, how it's going to go back to grains?
I don't know. This is the mysterious. It's like the mystery. I can't even speak this morning, Sam. Mystery uh-huh. of it all. What was I just trying to say for 10 minutes?
About corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like literally, I went to Toca Madera, or my friend went to Toca Madera last week.
How do you even know what you're shitting? Why do you look at your shit?
I always look at it. You don't
really?
Look at your poop?
Huh?
You don't look at your poop?
No.
Oh my God, I have
I
to.
Try not
I need to.
To
know the color, what I it looks know. Like. I'm like a freak, though. Like, I'm a spaz,
yeah.
though.
You see, I'm like such a shit avoider that I won't even get a dog because I'd have to pick up the shit. I'm just.
Really?
Shit really grosses me out, yeah.
Does it gross you out more than like blood?
Yes.
See, I can't do blood.
Yeah.
I can't do any blood. Like, when I got a cut or something, I freak out.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, I can't do this.
No, I don't have a problem with blood, but shit. There's everything about it just stinks, man, you know? Literally.
And figuratively.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we just went from sex to shit in like a matter of 0 to 60.
Right. We don't have to go there. Well, the distance between sex and asshole is not that far,
it's
right?
It's not, no.
Yeah.
No.
But, so what, I mean, you said early on you didn't really think about sex and stuff. At what age did you start thinking about it?
14. I lost my virginity at 14.
Oh, you lost at 14. So you didn't have curiosity before you actually had sex?
No.
Really? Mm-mm. So you did it just because the boy wanted or something?
Yeah, I like really liked this guy, Andrew, and he was like 2 years older than me. Like I was in eighth grade and he's a year older than me. So I was in eighth grade and he was like his first year of high school.
Okay.
And I thought he was really cute and like we used to slow dance at eighth grade dances. And I was like, I knew like in eighth grade, like I was going to lose my virginity to him.
Wow.
You know? And then we finally did it and I found out that he made a bet to sleep with a black chick by the end of the summer and he won $200 and my brother beat him up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's probably why I've been so fucked up with men ever since.
Probably, yeah. That makes sense, you know. I mean, and shit like this will fuck you up, you know.
110%.
I mean, I had a girlfriend when I was 17, and she openly started cheating on me. She said, "I'm going out with this guy now." I said, "Are you fucking shitting me?" But at that point, she was the only one in my life because I came here from Israel.
Right.
I didn't really have anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I started begging her not to. I remember
self-pride is right out the window.
I made myself fucking, you know, just a piece of shit, you know?
Mm-mm.
Like something that you can step on. And when I look back, though, that is what I can safely say. That's what made me realize I'll never cheat and I'll never stand for cheating.
Right. You know, it's the worst
fucking feeling.
But I've definitely been a woman that's hooked up with a guy that's had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I've done it multiple times,
actually. So do you feel bad about it?
I feel bad in the sense like, oh, it went nowhere.
Right.
But I don't really feel like...
Bad for her? But what if someone did it to you?
I feel bad, but how stupid could you be?
Yeah.
Like, I would know if my man was cheating on me.
No, not necessarily.
No, every woman knows.
Well, maybe today.
In 2018, everybody knows.
Today they could because, yeah.
Like, but you just know.
Right.
Like, I would know. If he came home and he smelled different, I'd be like, what's up?
Yeah.
What's good?
No, if they start changing their routine even a little bit, mm-hmm. you realize that something's going on, right?
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I know. And you leave tracks everywhere, you know, with phones and credit
social
cards
media.
And debit cards and shit like that, you know.
Social media is the ringer.
Right.
That's how you find out 90% of the stuff. Like, you can find out what the guy you're talking to, who he's trying to sleep with, by how many pictures he's liking of the same chick. I did that last night, actually.
Really?
Like, who's this bitch? Yeah.
Wow. So, so this generation's... I mean, this generation lives publicly.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything is in the open public.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfucking believable.
That's really annoying, actually. I feel like life would be better with no social media.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine giving up so much of my private life
mm-hmm.
to people. I mean, why? To be a fucking celebrity? You know, that's what people want.
Yeah.
To be,
they want to be famous. They want to be known. They want people to know everything about them.
Right.
And like last night when we were at this guy's house or whatever, and I was talking about like my sexual experience and like getting guys' opinions or whatever, and they all started laughing, and they're like, "Oh, you're getting played." And the girl that I was with was like, "I could never be this open."
Right.
And I was like, "I feel like I would lose my mind if I couldn't be this open."
Yeah.
Like, my stories happen to me for me to tell them.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know other people are different. Like, they don't want, they're really private and they don't want any other business out
right,
there. But I
right.
feel like my business, I have to speak about it. Because if I don't, then it's like it never happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But why not talk about it to friends and family rather than put it out there?
I don't know. I'm just an open person, I guess.
Yeah,
like, I'll
yeah.
sit next to someone at a restaurant. If we're at the bar, I'll tell a complete stranger what just happened to me. Hey, so last night I slept with this guy and like, yeah,
oh,
whole
God.
Story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can imagine if you were like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But other people are like, no, I'm not going to tell. I'm not even going to tell my best friends about it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm very private.
You are, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know shit about me, right?
No, not really. No. That would be a no.
Well, that's the magic of doing radio and trying to keep a separate life, you know.
Right.
I learned it the hard way, you know, because in the beginning, I would include people in the show or talk about other people, and I realized it's not fair to do, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you can talk about other people if you don't name drop.
Yeah.
If you don't name drop, it's perfectly fine.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're just talking about someone in the general sense, like
yeah, I guess that's true. But you don't want to say, "Hey, my wife this, my wife that."
Exactly. You know, things exactly. Like that, you know. Like, or hey, this family. Guy that I slept with, and I'm never say his name. Like if you say his name, then it gets really personal.
Right.
Then people can start looking him up and sending him DMs. Like don't talk to her.
But just think of the power you have on radio. You could spread it out in no time. You know, the name and. And all that stuff. I mean, and social media too. I mean, it's just amazing how it amplifies everything, you know. Yeah. So this is interesting. On do you ever listen to Howard Stern?
Never.
No, right? Mm-mm. You didn't even know who he was. You asked the guy.
No, I've heard of him. I've just never listened.
Right, right.
To his.
It's just an amazing friggin' show. So what they did is a couple of the staff members. Made a bet that they each have a higher IQ than the other.
Okay.
So they did an excuse me, fuck. They did an IQ test, and one guy won over the other. So one had to kiss his boot,
like the bottom of his boot.
Yeah.
Ew.
It was pretty gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
No, not bottom.
We should do that. We should see whose IQ is higher.
Yeah, I can't fucking talk. I'm about to cough all the fucking time. What happened?
You're probably getting a cold, Sam? Mm-mm. Or the cigarettes?
It's a cigarette, yeah. It's getting worse.
Yeah. Probably time to quit.
What am I going to do?
You're going to quit?
Yeah.
Do you think that you'd ever be able to? How long have you been smoking?
40 years.
Oh, my God. That's a long
time. That's a long time.
That's a long time,
right?
Time.
A very long time.
Jeez.
I don't know, but... We can't do a show when you cough all the time. So
no.
I'll try to be cool about it. What about Meghan Markle? Why is she here baptized in a private ceremony?
She was baptized?
Yeah.
I think she probably has to do that before she marries him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know that they have that in Judaism too, where the woman goes and goes in the water and stuff.
Yeah.
In the mikveh.
I don't know why you just didn't do it when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Like I got baptized when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's like, why?
But maybe they do it again, no?
No, she. I don't think she was ever baptized. Mm. But I think she has to be before she gets married to
really?
Him.
So what, are they like a different religion or something?
No,
they're,
but
maybe
they're
one
like,
Catholic, one Protestant?
I have no idea. Don't care either. He's hot, though. No. He's way hotter than his brother.
You think, huh?
His brother's
yeah, his
cute.
Brother's yeah, his brother's more like a nerd.
But she's banged out like 20 kids already. It's like crazy. She's yeah, like always huh? pregnant.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I'm like, why?
That's what they do.
Like, does she just stay home and she's just a mom?
She was hired, essentially, drafted.
Hey, you're about to be my wife and my baby mom.
To produce the future kings and queens.
That's so crazy to me.
You know?
Mm-mm. I'd be miserable. I'm like, I'm not going to stay home every week to take care of your kids. We're going to switch off every other week.
But isn't it interesting how Diana and Charles had two boys, and then now they had two boys too, right?
I thought she's pregnant with her third child, and it's a girl now.
Oh, maybe it's the third one, maybe. But the ones that exist are boys so far.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's not like there's a woman that would be a contender or anything for the crown.
Mm-mm. So she's probably going to, Meghan Markle is probably going to get married to him and then immediately be pregnant.
Yeah.
That's what I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what they hire her for. That's what I said.
And it works out for them that they have boys because the name just keeps going, right? They're extending the legacy.
Yeah, and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's just nice that they have the symbolic thing there. I mean, obviously, the king and queen don't do much there, but it's nice to have, you know. It's a nice tradition. The British are proud of the royalty, so they keep doing it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, would you marry a prince?
Yes.
Yeah, they'd expect so much of you. I mean, it's like you're joining like this
a cult. It's
a
like
cult
a cult
or something. Exactly.
I'd still do
There's
it.
A lot of high expectations.
I'd still do it.
Yeah, because you want to be famous, right?
No, I don't care about that.
No, you don't care about that. You'd rather be famous on your own.
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to use anybody else to get famous. Yeah. I could have been done that already.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to the shade room, see if there's anything interesting on there.
On what?
The shade room.
Shade room?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
You don't know what the shade
room
is?
No, you got to tell me what the
it's
shade
like
room is.
It's like a blog website where they have all like the new news.
Okay. So that's where you look at your news on that site?
Yeah, always.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting. I still read the newspaper, and you probably think, what the fuck is a newspaper?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen... I don't think I've seen somebody read a newspaper since I was a kid.
Wow.
Like, when I was back in the day when I was, like, 7 or 8, my mom would like have the newspaper at the kitchen counter, but that was like the last
time. Yeah, but you grew up with screens mostly.
With and what?
Screens.
What's that?
Like monitors, like computers, phones, tablets.
Not really, not till I was older.
Okay, so
like
what
older.
Did you, so how were people reading if they didn't have screens at the time?
No, back in the day, it was newspapers.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right.
But now it's like...
It's all screens.
Yeah, like yeah. Just go to CNN.com, FoxNews.com, Twitter.
Right, right.
No one...
Television.
Picks up a newspaper, yeah.
Yeah. It's all screens, man. But that's why I read newspaper and I read paper books because I love it, man. I just love the feeling of holding something in your hand. It's easier to read on paper and yeah.
It's just too large. And like when you flip...
Oh, the newspaper?
Yeah.
But
and then when you flip the page,
table.
It's like crinkly and loud. And then it's like, oh, they're not like glued
that's
together.
That's part of the fun. Are you kidding me? Magazines, too, I like in paper. So
I don't mind magazines.
Yeah. As long as they make them in paper, I'm going to
continue. I'm honestly so shocked that magazine companies are still in business.
Barely. You know
barely.
I mean? If you noticed all the newsstands, they're all gone, man.
Like there's like Cosmo and stuff. But like even at that, like you can just go to Cosmo... .com and
right,
like read
either
the
that
same
or
shit.
Or you know that if you really like the magazines, they're all digitized now.
Right,
for $9.95 a month, you can get like a million fucking magazines.
Isn't that crazy?
On your tablet, mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that's why it's happening that way, and a lot of people don't care because that's all they know. But I'm gonna miss paper, although you know it totally doesn't make sense to make books out
like
of paper.
Like Staples will be out of business soon.
Probably.
Well, maybe
oh,
not
Staples?
Because of
yeah,
school
Staples.
Supplies.
Right, but still, I mean, Staples really doesn't have a right to exist anymore.
Yeah, like they're selling computer paper, and it's like, unless you're like printing on a regular basis, it's like, who really needs computer paper?
Right.
You know?
And to buy computers, you're not going to go there, or print, maybe a printer, you'd go there.
Right.
Some furniture, office furniture, mm-hmm. But... And yeah, and look, office supplies. But yeah, I don't know who's got time to go to the store and buy it.
Nobody.
Right? So
nobody.
Everybody buys it online.
Do you know who Terry Crews is?
Terry Crews, no.
He's an actor?
No.
So he's like this big black guy. He was in White Chicks. He's like a funny like kind of comedian.
Okay.
But he claimed that one of his agents sexually assaulted him, who's also a man.
Really?
And he tried to bring it to court, and they actually denied him. They said it was too long, like statute of limitations.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then if you think about all the women that are coming forward about, like, Harvey Weinstein from, like, 10 years ago, like, how come they get a say? How come they can press charges, but he can't?
Well,
he's
10
a man?
Years is not the limit of...
It's six.
What? No.
It's six.
No, it's 17 years. Isn't it 17
no,
years?
No, I think
yeah,
the statute of limitations is... Are you sure?
It's a long time, yeah.
Let me check. I thought it was 6 years.
No. No way in hell. You want to tell me you can't sue somebody or take him to court?
No, you can sue them.
No, but okay.
But you can't, they
jail.
Can't get a criminal record from it. Like, he can sue him for, like, damages, but I don't think he is not going to get arrested for it.
Oh. Well, find out what the statute
yeah,
of limitation
is. Right now.
Right.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's a long time because some people go back really long times and... And besides, with Harvey Weinstein, I don't think anybody was filing suits or anything. It was just allegations.
Yeah, and his whole life is donezo. Like, right. How is he going to have money now? I hope he has a large savings account.
Can you imagine being one of the biggest, richest men in the world, most influential in Hollywood, and suddenly becoming a hated person?
Yeah, the biggest
I mean,
piece
wouldn't
of
you
crap?
Fucking kill yourself?
No, he's like still at bars enjoying yeah. life. Like, he does not care.
Right.
Well, wait, to be that creepy, you have to be a narcissistic. So yeah. He's probably just totally into himself regardless.
Yeah.
110%. It's not giving.
Statute, not statue. You probably put statue, right? Because I heard how you pronounced it. Statute.
No, statute. A period of limitation for the bringing of certain kinds of legal action, but it doesn't give an actual time.
So because it's got to be, okay, like let's say in California, because every state, I think, has it differently. So, but let's see, this is like for a personal thing, to file a lawsuit. Yeah, I don't know, man. It doesn't really say, but.
It doesn't say.
This one says 1 to 10 years. Yeah, this one says California 1 to 10 years. But I don't know, man. But I think these are like for civil law.
Yeah, this is like not
I don't think this is crime,
abuse.
Right?
Yeah.
Statute of limitations, criminal, okay? Let's see, criminal. What do they say? I don't know. I'm seeing numbers like 3.
Because, like, if you watch Law and Order Special Victims Unit, I'm pretty sure it's, like, not that many years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, if somebody raped you and you come forward, like, 6 years later, I don't think you can do anything about it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm seeing 6 years here somewhere. Maybe you're right.
Mm-hmm. I watch a lot of Law and Order, SVU. I know my facts.
Felonies, 6 years for murder, 3 years for lower level felonies. So you have to...
So maybe 3 years for rape then.
Yeah, something. Yeah. It doesn't say... Well, felony is rape. Okay, 3 years for lower level felonies. Really? So after 3 years, they can't fucking do anything?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, all these people are coming forward, and it's
In Colorado, 10 years. Connecticut, 5 years.
Also, it's different
years.
By state.
It is different by state.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah. Here, look, 18 years in Georgia, all right? There you go. 18 years for crimes committed against victims under 14.
Oh.
15 years for forcible rape. 7 years for crimes punishable by death. So there you go. I guess we were both right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We
both heard similar numbers. State.
Yeah. We heard similar numbers, but it varies quite a bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Very interesting. Yeah. So this Stormy Daniels, I guess, the porn star, is really...
Who's that?
She's really... you haven't heard of the one that said... That Donald Trump had made her sign.
Oh, yes, it's all over the news yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, can he get impeached for that?
No, this was done before he was ever president or anything.
Yeah, but how do you run for president if you, like, basically paid someone for sex? That's, like, grounds for impeachment.
Yeah, I don't know if you paid him for sex, really. You
no,
paid
she's
him
saying
to
that,
shut up.
Oh.
Yeah, they paid her
but
to shut up.
But that's illegal to pay someone to shut up.
Is it?
That's called extortion. Yeah.
No, it's not extortion. You pay them.
You pay be extortion if she was like, give me money or I'm going to tell the world. Right,
exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I don't know. He's probably in the White House just tweeting about it. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I don't know if she's enjoying the limelight or not. But, fuck, you need
How
to be involved
in
something like this. She's playing with fire there, you know? How old is she? She seems to be in her 40s now. That's what she seems
like. Oh, so this was
like
back in the day then.
Yes,
it
was.
Because he didn't pay no 40-year-old porn star.
No. It was back in the day,
yeah.
I'm sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she definitely looks in her 40s now. So I don't know. What about your sister? Is she ever going to call or what?
She can call. Let me. Why do you want me to text her and say?
A couple of people try to call, but I don't really feel like answering. Maybe we'll answer next time.
Yeah, just have them answer. Do you want me to go live and tell people to call? Because we got 10 minutes.
No, I don't want you to.
No? You're not in the mood to talk to anyone today?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess since we're not really talking about anything specific, that would be fun. But other than that, yeah, when we have guests here, it's not exactly appropriate to take phone calls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Barbie unveils dolls based on Amelia Earhart, Frida Kahlo, and other inspiring women. Hmm. Very cool. Barbies with glasses and everything like this.
I wish I invented Barbie. I wish I invented something. Like, what the hell?
Then think about something. Usually what people invent is what they want. When they want something and they can't find it.
I know, and they just make it themselves.
Right. I mean, that's what I did with this radio station, you know?
Yeah.
Think about it.
I'm like, what do I really want?
Right. What do you really want? That's what we were asking you with Kathy here also the other day, you know? You really need to figure out what you want. Maybe go sit by the ocean on the rocks there in Malibu where it's just you and the water. And start thinking, what do I really want? You know, clear your mind.
Right.
And take a direction, because otherwise you'll end up at, you know, 40, 50 without any plans.
Right.
Or without any accomplishments, because you didn't really plan for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't just be a leaf in the wind, you know. Try to take direction and work towards it. I mean, the years go by fast.
So fast.
Right?
So fast. Like, it's about to be April soon.
About to be April.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
It means before we know it, it's going to be April 1st.
Right.
And rent is due.
You know that we moved the clock to Sunday.
Back or forward?
Forward.
So that means we get an extra, like more sunlight? Like it's.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
Me too.
I don't like when I'm out somewhere at 4:30 and it's dark out. Like, I'm like, what the hell?
Right. Exactly. But some people complain because, oh, I'm going to lose an hour of sleep. But think about it. It's 1 hour of sleep for a whole season.
It's kind of weird that happens,
daylight.
Though.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why? You're just telling the... It's just sort of everybody agrees to get up an hour earlier. Yeah.
Nothing greater than getting an extra hour of sleep, though.
Right.
Like when you're like, oh, it's only 8.
Right.
It's supposed to be 9, though.
Right.
Yeah, so our cell phones automatically turn back, right? Like, I don't have to do anything for that.
Yeah, that's true.
I just have
true.
To fix
most
my car.
Things. Yeah. Right? I know most clocks today are digital. We don't have to worry about it. Computers and phones and everything, so.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then this Nashville mayor that had an affair with her bodyguard, did you hear about that one? Yeah. She's a woman, and she had an affair with her bodyguard. And this is unbelievable, you know? Unbelievable.
So, did she have to, like, step down from being mayor?
Yeah, she resigned yesterday.
What an idiot. Yeah. All for some dick, like...
And she admitted to a felony theft charge related to the affair.
Wait,
I don't know what
steal?
She and the guy stole together. I don't know what, though.
That's crazy.
But they owed them, they also agreed to pay the government back $10,000 here and $30,000 there. So I don't know exactly what they did, but they got off easy, I think. Whatever.
Well, I mean,
they
her
did.
Life is over.
Yeah, right.
Like, what are you going to do now, girl? You were just mayor
yeah.
of a goddamn city, and you threw that all away for some penis.
Yeah. She says, God will forgive me, but Nashville doesn't have to. What does that mean?
I mean, she doesn't. It means that she's really depressed.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't matter how tough she's acting right now. She's definitely sitting at home like, how is this happening to me right now? It's happening because you made it happen, girl.
Yeah.
Happy True. National Women's Day.
True. Yeah. What are you going to do for the day?
I'm going to go to the gym. I have to. I feel so disgusting.
Do you go to the gym at all? Or,
I haven't gone in 2 weeks.
You haven't gone in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard you once say you go to the gym since you started here.
No, I go to the gym.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's nice. When? In the morning, evening?
No, like usually like if I look like this, like right after here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Because it's kind of like 15 minutes away from my house and I don't like the traffic. So if I go like right when I leave here, it's not that bad.
Right.
If I go at like 2 or 3 on the way back, it's trash. It'll take me like a half an hour.
Yeah.
So I don't like to go in the afternoon.
Okay.
It'd be easier to just wake up in the morning and just go, but yeah. I haven't been sleeping, so it wasn't happening.
Yeah. I know. I sort of like wish I could go to the gym, but I hate it so much.
I know.
That I need to start something else. You know, I have this. Have you heard of this whole body vibration machine?
No.
It's like you stand on it. It looks like almost like a scale, a floor scale.
Yeah.
That you get on. And then it's got a remote, and you vibrate. It vibrates, and your whole body vibrates while you stand on
it. So what does it do?
Now, some people do work out while they're on something like this, but even without it, if you don't like to work out, it works your muscles pretty nicely.
Really?
I don't know if you can lose weight from it, but there's definitely nothing that I've seen that's bad about
right,
it.
Right, right.
But I give it to my mom. She uses it to increase her circulation in the legs. But you can actually feel like you're working yourself out.
Right.
You know, so it's pretty cool. And I just thought I'd bring it up because I like to get on it. I don't do it a lot, but it's fun also, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But man, you
sounds
vibrate.
Like, it sounds like a waste of money.
It's not a waste of money at all. You know how successful it is in like Asia and shit? People love it. So I don't know. Anyway, folks, that's it for today. I guess tomorrow's Friday. We'll see if we can get a guest. If not, it's another shoot in the breeze like today.
I'm sure there'll be plenty to talk about.
I hope you feel better. Yeah.
I don't feel like shit. I'm just like mad at myself.
Yeah. Try to talk your sister into calling.
Yeah, I will.
Does she listen to the show ever?
She does. Really? She knows my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like my number one
fans.
Hi,
dad and sister.
That's why yesterday I said, hi, dad.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, dad. Call me later.
Awesome. Well, Danny, have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.